The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. We're live here inside the MDN studios. Sam Webb, Matt the Miz Mizzler on the other side. Folks, our friends at Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor want you to know that, you know, any of your tree or landscaping needs that you have on your, and you might think because the snow is falling, time for that is over. No, our friend Mike Porter said, you know, now is actually a great time of year to take care of those oaks. Well, whatever tree trimming or landscaping project you have, our friends at Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor, they'll make it a breeze. Each tree service they offer is environmentally friendly and prioritizes safety at all times. So whether you need pruning, trimming, removals, stump grinding, emergency services, you know, planting, transplanting, whatever you need, our friends at Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor will take care of the job. And they serve all of Washington, all Livingston counties. And you hear Mike Porter, who runs the show at Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor. You hear him here every Monday, except Mondays after bye weeks, right? Talking about the monster moment of the game. But, you know, this is on the heels of a bye week, so Mike won't be here. It could also be because today is Mike's birthday.
Oh.
So happy birthday to my man, Mike Porter.
I wish I had known that. I would have had that loaded in so that I could play it for him.
Who I know is fired up about this week's game. That's right. Get the birthday music ready so he'll be back, ready to go, ready to talk us through the monster moment of the game next week, talking Michigan, Michigan State. I'm talking Harbaugh versus Danny Terrio. We are going to have a blast. So, again, Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor. If you need our friends at Monster, you can go to whymonster.com. That's whymonster.com. Or call Mike at 734-385-4444. Again, at 734-385-4444. So, you know, people have started to do the mental gymnastics, right?
Mm-hmm.
About how is it at all possible? You know, as far as the Big Ten race is concerned, we told you a couple of weeks ago it was the longest of shots. It remains a long shot. You still need Penn State to lose another game. That's number one.
Yep.
And so is it possible? Sure, it's possible. They have to take on Indiana this week and Ohio State, but you actually need them. And this is the thing. You need them to beat Ohio State because you need, right? You need them to beat Ohio State. And because you need two losses in there. So ideally, they beat Ohio State. Michigan beats Ohio State. That takes care of that business. Meanwhile, you need either Indiana or Rutgers to beat Penn State. And, you know, Rutgers isn't going to do the job. Could Indiana do it in Happy Valley? You know, I'd feel a lot better about the prospects if young Michael Penix wasn't out for the season. But he is. Peyton Ramsey can play. Now, make no mistake. You know, they gave Michigan fits last year with Peyton Ramsey at quarterback. And guess what? I mean, the Hoosiers, at this point, they are 7-2 on the season. Man, have you been paying attention? What's going on down in Bloomington?
I've tried to, at least. I was sleeping on it a little bit. But, you know, when Penix was really tearing it up, it's like, ooh, okay, I'm woke. And then I find out he's hurt. It's like, okay, I might have to brew another pot of coffee to stay woke with them now.
Yeah, you knew that they would take care of Northwestern's a shell of themselves. I guess I didn't expect them to dominate them in that fashion, to win 34-3. I mean, one thing the Northwestern still was doing was playing some defense. Yeah, I mean, at some point, not getting any support at all from offense catches up with you, and they are at that point now in a dismal season for the Northwestern Wildcats. So it will be a game. I'll grant you this, Miz. It will be a game the Hoosiers going to Penn State because, look, their weakness in the secondary was on full display in that Minnesota game. I mean, the the number of times where you saw a Minnesota receiver behind the you know, the defensive backs for the Nittany Lions. I mean, it was at one point I thought they were going to get blown out. You know, granted they came back. You know, there was an opportunity that speedster receiver that we've heard Steve Clark talk about. You know, he made his presence felt a couple of times, not as often as they would have liked, but still was present and accounted for in the game, gave them a spark, but just not enough. And Tanner Morgan, I talked about how in the Purdue game, you remember back earlier in the season, I mentioned, like, I think he had two incompletions for the entire game. Let me pull it up real quick. Going back in the Purdue contest, Tanner Morgan was he had one incompletion, Iris. One incompletion miss. He was 21 for 22 that day, 396 yards, four touchdowns. I thought, hey, this is just a sign of how bad Purdue is in the secondary. Maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe Tanner Morgan better than I thought he was, and yes, Purdue's secondary is terrible. But did you see what he did to Penn State?
He sliced and diced them.
Only two incompletions versus the Nittany Lions. 18 for 20 through the air for 339 yards and three touchdowns. And they could not cover Rashad Bateman on the day.
No.
I mean, he put on a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
200 yards receiving. So I mentioned that to say that Indiana, even without Penix, the experience of Peyton Ramsey, and this is a game where Watt Filier, their standout wideout, could really go off. I mean, if they can put up, you know, if Peyton Ramsey can throw for 300 plus, all right, now you're talking about upset territory. But Watt Filier is their leading receiver. He might be leading the Big Ten. I have to pull up the latest Big Ten standings, but 59 receptions for 813 yards. You know, is just one of the premier receivers in the league whose name many of you probably don't know. You will, because Michigan still has to play Indiana. But you hopefully WAP can go off versus the Nittany Lions before that. That would be right on up Michigan's alley. So you're Indiana fans. For a weekend, also while you're rooting for the maize and blue.
Yeah, it looks like he's leading the Big Ten, 813 yards, three TDs.
It's number one in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Thought it was.
Yeah, so, next one back is David Bell from Purdue.
Yeah, they need him to go off a pretty balanced receiving unit for Indiana. They have multiple guys, you know, averaging, you know, over 10 yards per catch. Multiple guys with over 300 yards receiving, multiple guys with over 20 receptions on. They have five guys, just pulled it up, five guys with 20 or more receptions on the year. And then they have, after Watt Filier, they have four more guys with over 350 yards receiving. And then their running back, Stevie Scott, who's one of the top backs in the league, also has 200 yards receiving on the year. So they have weapons. And if you want to test Penn State, hit them through the air. Can you bomb them through the air? And Indiana comes with some balance, so we'll see if they're able to do that. So as you're going through the mental gymnastics, you need Penn State to catch another L, and you need them to catch that other L probably. You need that to either be Indiana or Rutgers, and it's not going to be Rutgers, so it's now or never. Has to be the Indiana contest, because you need Penn State then to beat Ohio State. Then you need Michigan to handle its business against the Nittany Lions. First things first, though, Harbaugh versus Danny Terrio this weekend. And
next question.
Even the Sparties are saying that if Harbaugh has a chance to run it up on Danny Terrio, he's going to do it. And I think that's true. Because if you check out John Bacon's latest work, which I know you have.
Of course.
overtime. There's a story about how some of the Michigan State folks, some of the Michigan State coaches acted in the aftermath of that miracle victory for them back a few years ago. So, memories are long when it comes to messing with a man's wife, right? Memories, that just doesn't go away that easy.
Ain't no amnesia there.
So, Danny Terrio had his time. You just just don't come to town with a uniform. They don't have a road uniform like that, do they?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, you need to leave the Danny Terrio uniform. I mean, they were out there as Danny Terrio, but dressed by Don the Magic Wand. People are starting to throw the Don the Magic Wand photos at me. Was I not right?
Yeah, you was right.
Do you look at Don the Magic Wand's color scheme? Is it not consistent with what you see from Michigan State?
Player hit his ball.
So I would say that Don the Magic Wand has been spending some time in East Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that when next football season or next Halloween rolls around and some of you go to those players' balls, wear a Michigan State uniform.
Hate.
It works. You can be, you fit right in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Watching the epic collapse, I imagine, had to be worse when you saw what Danny Terrio allowed his team to wear out on the football field that day.
One of y'all can dress as Don Magic Wand. One of y'all can dress as Buck Nasty. One of y'all can dress as Danny Terrio.
Some people like that. Some people like it. It's a little. I dressed a little loud back in the day, Miss.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one to talk, but to everything there is a season, right?
Yeah.
You know, there was a time in my life where I wore a teal suit.
Mm-hmm.
Had some teal gaiters to go with it. There was a time where I did that. It was a long time ago. Long, long time ago. Michigan State is doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
They look like Danny Terrio now.
That's BS.
No, it's not, Mark. Come on now.
And I'm surprised. I don't know if he thought this is just a way to, show his crew, because you do have a chance, like with this deal that you have with Nike, you can say, I don't want to wear that, right? You don't have to accept, whatever they throw at you. So I would think that the old D'Antonio, before he turned into Danny Terrio, that he would say, we aren't wearing that crap. Come on, man. But I guess after you take a couple L's, you take a couple behind whoopings, you just start taking what they give you.
It's just following along the culture, apparently.
You just do what they say.
Just follow along the culture, Sam. Mark, you bought the culture?
This question.
Come on, Mark.
It is... What time is it?
7:23.
It is 7:23 on a Monday morning here on the Michigan Insider. So... Is this gonna be what was the year that Bobby Williams, his last year was what? Was it 01 or was it 02? You remember that game?
I believe so.
I remember that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was 49-3, Miz, that the Wolverines took Bobby Williams and the Spartans to the woodshed. You remember the woodshed?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the woodshed.
Yep.
And that turned out to be the last game in the Bobby Williams era. That was it. It was over. All right, it was the last Michigan State game in the Bobby Williams era anyway. I can't remember if he was fired right after that game or not, but I know it was the last Michigan State game. Is this going to be the last Michigan State game? It was 0-2. It was 0-2. 49-3, Michigan State. This is going to be the last game of the D'Antonio, the Danny Terrio era.
Next question.
For Michigan State.
That's a good question.
I you have to wonder, because if it gets out of hand, if it becomes, a bloodletting, which it's capable of being. Now, granted, the games in Ann Arbor have been close.
Mm-hmm.
The games in East Lansing, not so much.
True.
So if it sticks with the pattern, which we obviously don't want it to and don't think it will, then this would be a close game. But this is not a team that has much belief anymore. This is not a team that weathers adversity well. Because you would think, I mean, you're up 31-10, right, Miz?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge cushion in the fourth quarter. Plenty of opportunities to put a finger in the, you know, to damn that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of opportunities to do that, and they couldn't hold off Illinois at home. So again, not a team that's gonna weather the storm very well. And if Michigan comes out and can jump on them early, this one could be out of hand by halftime. I'm not ready to say, I'm not ready to guarantee that's going to be the case, because you know you're going to get the spirited effort of Spartans, but I do feel very strongly that if there is an opportunity to show mercy to Danny Terrio and crew, none will be shown. Hey, you can't mess with a man's wife, man.
No.
Yeah. That's like a rule.
Mark Dantario, you got any rebuttal?
Next question.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, man, the Spartan loyalists, like, this is it. It's time for new blood, new direction.
Hell, I let Skip have a nice little rant yesterday morning. I let Skip have a 3-4 minute rant to kick the show off.
Well, hold on, man. He shouldn't be. See, I thought we had already indoctrinated him, and he had assimilated, been, you know, over to this side.
Well,
he'd been assimilated into the collective.
I mean, he's a little more stubborn than Jay-Z was, you know? I mean, Jay-Z, that was...
Because he doesn't talk that Michigan State stuff around me.
Well, no, he won't do that. He knows better.
All right, well,
he knows better.
I thought we had converted him.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I'll let him know. I'll let Mike Martin know. When next time Skippy is with us on the Captain and the Coach, because Skip is with us on the Captain and the Coach,
yep,
every Wednesday night, so I'm gonna have to let Mike know that we might have a Sparty in our midst and see if we can finish the conversion, if you will.
Yes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
But yeah, I mean, you know, they're at a point where, you know, they're on the downside, you know, peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And they peaked like right around the time Harbaugh, he arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, man. I've said this before. Many have said this before. Their ascent is aligned with Michigan's decline.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the Wolverines as the coaching carousel turned, didn't land optimally, and that played to their advantage. So, but when you looked around, and we did it before the season, when you looked at how things unfolded for them last year, what they did on the coaching side of things, and how recruiting is going, I mean that is maybe the most telling thing. They are losing recruits to schools like Cincinnati, Miz. You can't out-recruit Cincinnati. I know Cincinnati is a pretty good team this year. Maybe you're looking at your next coach if you're in Michigan State. Maybe Luke Fickell. Maybe he's next in line up there.
Next question.
You know, they sound like they like Luke Fickell more than they like, more than they like my man over at Pitt right now.
Oh, yeah.
So that wouldn't necessarily be a bad move for them. Point being, though, they would always go to Ohio and get the next tier after Ohio State. And now the next tier guy is going to Cincinnati. So when you're losing recruits to Cincinnati, you have turmoil around the program. Your head coach gonna get deposed,
mm-hmm.
and that's significant because a huge part of their recruiting success was recruiting Detroit and Southeast Michigan. That's taking a hit in the aftermath of what's happened with Curtis Blackwell, who, as we forget, you know, he was fired because their philosophies were no longer aligned. Something along those lines is what he said. Like they saw things differently, philosophical differences. Well, that's why you're getting deposed. Let's explore these philosophical differences. Turns out, according to Curtis Blackwell's deposition, we shouldn't take Austin Robertson. He said he was overruled by the head coach. That he didn't get fired after that. That philosophical difference didn't result in...
How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
That didn't result in a dismissal. Oh, you're talking about Joe Bocci.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Talking about Joe Bocci. That's Joe Bocci getting fired on your day off. Now, find me the Dance Fever theme music. Because that would fit Michigan State right now. That would fit what we have seen Danny Terrio allow his team to go out wearing in front of. I mean, even if there was just one person in the stands, I would have been ashamed to wear that uniform. But again, like I said, you take a couple behind whoopings, you just take what they give you. That's what's going on up at Michigan State right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we will see when they come to town if they choose to wear something more respectable. Or will they go back the Don the Magic Wand route and stick with that color scheme? And people listening right now don't know who Don the Magic Wand is. It's a not safe for work sort of Google search, so I wouldn't search it at work. But when you get home or on your phone, search Don the Magic Wand. Now, who is Don the Magic Wand? You might have seen him in some movies. Might have heard him on a few songs.
Mm-hmm.
He is, unfortunately, a world-renowned pimp.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we could say that.
I was trying to find a euphemism for that, but, you know, there isn't one.
No, there isn't one.
And his color scheme, you know,
it's out there.
It's Michigan State. It's Michigan State. I mean, he is Michigan State's mascot now. Forget Sparty. Roll Don the Magic Wand out there. He is more indicative of what you see from Michigan, at least what they wear on the football field right now, than Sparty is.
It's time for Dance Fever, starring Danny Terrio.
Told you. That is the Michigan State fight song. No more victory for MSU. Harbaugh versus Danny Terrio. Noon Saturday. Go see how it goes. All right, folks. Anyway, going around the college football world, we talked Alabama, LSU, and I mentioned this earlier in the show. Ed Orgeron, you gotta love him, man. You gotta love him.
Do love.
Because you don't always understand what he's saying.
Nope.
But when you do understand what he's saying, you still are saying, What did he just say?
When he does that,
you're like, what did he just say? But then he said, after they won the game, terrific game. This is why I missed the Michigan State collapse, because mm-hmm. I was watching football.
Yep, right? an actual game.
I was watching football as opposed to the players' ball. Uh-huh. Players' ball was going on in East Lansing.
Player hated ball.
Football was going on down in Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
And after they won the game, he said, this is Ed Orgeron. Not going to be the first time we beat him.
We got to tell that we've done 8 years. We told him we're going to win it now.
Not going to be the first time you beat him? Not going to be the first time. So, Ed, you only beat him the first time you beat him is there's only one first time. There's like not going to be another first time to beat Alabama. That just happened. So, yeah, this is going to be the only first time you beat him. But it might not be the only time you beat him. If you play like you played Saturday,
mm-hmm.
which was, in case you missed it, folks, wow. a 33-13 lead at halftime for the LSU Tigers. Joey Burrow was outstanding. Now you got to give Tua Tagovailoa a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they talked about is he had the surgery to, you know, to help his high ankle sprain heal, and they had this graphic of, you know, kind of tethering the tendon, and I'm not a doctor, but they showed it on television and said that, you know, it was miraculous that he was back this quick. And you could tell he was rusty, though, because at one point he goes to scramble and he just dropped the football. He's running, not switching hands. It wasn't swatted. He just drops it. It's like, wow. And then your punter, he goes back to it. Perfect snap, miss. Perfect snap.
Perfect.
Punter muffs it. They get an interception. Alabama does. But guess what? 12 men on the field. It's like, this is Alabama? How's this happening to Alabama? This is a Nick Saban coach team? This is happening to? But there they were, storming back in the second half. And you know Gary Danielson wanted him to come back so bad. So bad. Mm-hmm. There was one point in the game where Tua, it was an RPO, and he goes to throw a slant, and his receiver, I can't remember which receiver it was, he got a hand on it. If he had caught it, he might have gotten blasted. But Gary Danielson says, "Oh, what a pass by Tua. Did you see him? Did you see how he just threaded that needle? And just what a terrific pass by Tua, squeezing it in there." And then the play-by-play guy's like, "You know he dropped that, right? Or you know he didn't catch that ball, right? It's like, that was an incompletion." And Gary Danielson said, "Oh, well, still, it was a heck of a pass by Tua." It's like, dude, you want Alabama to really, you really wanted Bama to win this game pretty damn bad, and it's not going to go that way. But at the very end, they still made it interesting as LSU goes up by a couple of scores. And then for some reason, I have yet to figure out, Dave Aranda, the big-time defensive coordinator for LSU, again, we're less than 2 minutes to go. You're up two scores. You with me? You with me?
I'm with you.
Up two scores, less than 2 minutes to go. Basically, all you need to do is bleed clock, right?
Yeah.
So what defense do you call, Miss?
Prevent.
You call prevent. Some people call it umbrella. You could just put it this way.
Don't let your boy get by you, dog.
Matt the Miz Misler could have, without any knowledge of the defensive calls for LSU, you don't have to know the name of a single LSU defender, and you could have called this defense. You would have said, "Guys, just don't let anyone get, just back up. When the ball is snapped, run backwards. How about that? That's the defense. Run backwards, don't let anyone get behind you, and we'll be fine." They come out and they go man to man. Bump and run.
Oh no!
It is shorts. We're gonna jam you at the line of scrimmage and play you that way. And
Mama, the Bama, they go that man.
It was curtains. It was curtains. A bomb, and it's a one score game again. Now credit to LSU. When they got the ball back, they closed it out and removed all doubt. And Joe Burrow put the stamp on, another stamp on his Heisman front runner status. You saw LSU, I think, establish itself as the firm number one. Now there's still some first place votes out there for Ohio State. I think they got 4 in one poll, 5 in the other, which I can see. I can see how some folks would be so impressed with Ohio State and how they've looked on both sides of the football, even though their schedule hasn't been as tough. I can see how you can still say, all right, I'm going with the Buckeyes number one. But Clemson? How in the world could you justify giving Clemson a number one vote at this point with how they've looked this season? Even if they had dominated their competition, you would still used to be hard pressed to say, based on who they played, they just haven't. Who have they really played? I mean, A&M? About it, right?
And we know how A&M is right now.
So that they got first place votes, I mentioned earlier in the show, that to me, that's a voter or a few voters who are keeping them at number one until they lose. I mean, it's the only way that you could really explain it. Even then, it's not a good explanation. One of those things that made me say, hey, look, maybe they shouldn't have first place. They shouldn't have votes. But tremendous performance by the Tigers. Outstanding performance by the tailback for LSU. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think is his name.
I believe you're right, yeah.
I mean, you see the number of plays he made on his own? I mean, his last touchdown run, Miz, came when they had him dead to rights in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
He spins out of a tackle and runs for a touch. He was making plays like that all day.
Yeah.
There was a pass he caught 5 yards from a first down. He ran through a couple of tacklers to get there. The guy, you know, I love him. They list him at 5'8", 209.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like 5'6", 215. But he's a bull out there getting it done.
Right.
And he was as big in that game to me as Joe Burrow was. So tremendous performance by the LSU Tigers. We need to get to a break. As we do, want to point your attention to my man, Sid. My man, Cedric Small, who will likely be inside the Golden Bad Blue Victor's Lounge. Busy those phones, miss. Busy those phones. Because Sid wanted me to let you know that if you're caller number 7, you can join us inside the Golden Bad Blue Victor's Lounge. You got to be caller number 7, though. Join us inside the Golden Bad Blue Victor's Lounge, or we'll have the great food courtesy of our friends at Dexter's Pub. Great drinks courtesy of our friends at ONW and Labatt. Great atmosphere courtesy of you. The Key Bank countdown to kickoff. All you got to do is be caller number 7 at 734-998-1050, and you can join us on the corner of Stadium and Main, where we talk Michigan, Michigan State, Harbaugh versus Danny Terrio. In the meantime, while you're letting your fingers do the walk in there, I want to tell you about a very unique insurance company focused on people in the educational community and provided by Michigan alumni. It's called MEMIC, and MEMIC serves teachers and other school employees and the general public, and they've made it their mission to provide members with outstanding service and high-quality insurance coverage. So, of course, if you're a member of the teaching community, whether that's working in a school, bus driver, lunch aide, teacher, or principal, you're working in a teaching hospital, credit union, or library, our friends at MEMIC, Cedric Small and Company, they have discounts and coverages designed specifically for you. But don't forget, if you're a member of the general public and you want to know what Ced has to offer, Cedric Small and the great insurance coverage at MEMIC, you can get an auto and home insurance quote by calling Cedric at 734-773-3873. Again, at 734-773-3873. Finding him online at CedricSmallAgency.com. That's Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C, CedricSmallAgency.com. Let Cedric, a true blue Wolverine, protect your cars and house. He'll treat your house like the big house. Recruiting roundup on the other side here of the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.